Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today's topic, Obamacare and gay marriage, upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. A double body blow for the GOP. Let's get right to it. Last week's twin decisions by the U.S. Supreme Court, one upholding Obamacare by a 6-3 majority, and the other upholding gay marriage, the right for gays to marry in all 50 states by a 5-4 majority, have to be seen as a major body blow to the Republican Party. While freeing them of the obligation to campaign on those issues, overall, they come out as the real losers, and the upswing is definitely in favor of the Democratic Party in next year's presidential election. The GOP can't pander to their base with these two vote-getting issues, but instead will have to fall back on their free market, small government message. Even the anti-immigration stance taken by the Republican establishment, while popular with older white GOP voters, no longer appears to retain the likelihood of ever being sanctioned by the Supreme Court in light of the dramatic rulings on Obamacare and gay marriage. The GOP is basically reduced to God and guns for presidential campaign rhetoric. Those two issues will generate steam among the party faithful, no doubt. But without Obamacare and gay marriage as the engines driving the GOP 2016 will be hampered markedly, and any real odds of the GOP winning back the White House have now been sizably diminished. God and guns and ISIS constitute the GOP message in 2016. As far as the one other galvanizing issue for the GOP, abortion, the Supreme Court today upheld a stay of the new Texas abortion law that would have shut down all but a handful of abortion clinics in Texas in a 5-4 decision. While the Supreme Court has put in place more restrictions on abortion over the last few years, an outright repudiation of 1974's Roe versus Wade is becoming less and less likely. Likely GOP campaign wedge issue in 2016 will involve foreign policy, but with more than 13 announced Republican presidential candidates running in 2016, their message in this regard runs the risk of being watered down or overly convoluted. So, in a nutshell, the GOP is a fractured party with a fractured message. They are in disarray and will lose big in 2016. Olay! Well, that wraps it up for another Rough Riders Radio episode. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And remember, stay well, keep it lit, and as always, we ride, but you decide.